Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and none of the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do we think is going to happen in The Suicide Squad? That's right, they've added the.
Yeah, that's how you know it's a sequel. Yeah. And they took away a from Falcon and Winter Soldier to give to the Suicide. There's only so many thes that the superhero genre has.
Hey, right? Guess what? The show's actually called The Falcon and The Winter Soldier.
Well, we got a surplus of thes then, okay? We have so many thes, you have no idea. We're doling them out left, right, and center.
So, earlier this week or last week or whenever when you're listening to this,
maybe
by the
last
time
year.
Of recording, yeah. Last week or this week... The Suicide Squad trailer dropped.
Yes,
James
it did.
Gunn's new movie that he got asked to do in that brief period of time where he was fired from Marvel from tweets from 10 years ago when he worked at Troma, a film company that openly embraces people being terrible as, I guess, a joke 10 years ago.
Remember shock comedy?
Yeah.
He got paid a lot of money for that and then lost his job. But then he got his job back.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't about that. What this is about is The Suicide Squad, James Gunn's new film, which is a superhero movie, but also apparently inspired by war films.
Okay, but also a sequel to...
A bad film.
But a thing we do now. Yeah. A thing now, it actually doesn't matter of the quality of a film, because you can still get a sequel to that film.
Yeah.
Because who knows what's going on
because
in the world
I think,
anymore.
Because, I think it's because Batman Begins was not necessarily didn't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
People were like, it's fine, but good, whatever. But then The Dark Knight came around and it made... all the money.
Good sequel. So now you can make a sequel, see what happens.
And people are kind of like, well, looking at the Marvel thing where it's like, oh, look, so some of these movies are pretty good.
Yes,
I'll but, and look
bad.
At this one made a bill.
Yeah.
So they're banking on future profits.
Yeah, it is confusing. And there's also a lot of speculation because this trailer was not scheduled to drop until like 2 weeks from when it actually dropped.
Mm. Yeah.
People like, they're trying to shut out the Snyderverse people.
Oh, I see.
But I also think what's happening, and this, look, let me just put on my marketing hat. I don't care if people are tweeting me constantly saying restore the Snyderverse.
Yeah.
Because people reply to your tweet, that tweet, doesn't matter what they're saying, pops up in other people's feeds.
Yeah.
So the more people that just randomly tweet restore the Snyderverse is boosting the visibility of every property, whether you want them to see it or not. If you're saying restore the Snyderverse on Godzilla versus Kong, people that don't give a shit about your stupid tweets are still seeing the Godzilla versus Kong trailer, and they're like, oh, I didn't know that was out.
Yeah, big
I'm gonna
monkey.
Subscribe. I'm going to subscribe to HBO Max. So guess what, Snyderverse fuckheads? It doesn't matter what you do. This isn't, they're not trying to shut you out.
I look.
They gave Zack Snyder $70 million to make what was a piece of shit movie. They don't care. They're not going to do this out of spite of you. They're doing it because they want to make more money.
Yeah, I feel.
That's my speculation.
Well, I was going to say, I feel that HBO probably don't think about them as much as they think about
goodness, not at all. Not even a little bit. They're not paying attention.
No, not in the slightest.
Yeah, maybe
it's an intern's job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Genuinely, I don't think they kind of give a shit. And it's going to be like, how much money is it going to make? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we'll do
it. I think that's about the only thing that they care about.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah,
welcome
100%.
To capitalism.
Yeah.
So, garbage movies aside,
yeah, so
this
well,
movie, which
we
I...
We can't distance ourselves from garbage movies
that's
too
true.
Much, because this is a sequel slash reboot to a garbage film. Although, this is like, it's less a... reboot, which people thought it was going to be, more just like a sequel that doesn't tie
like
directly.
A soft reboot, basically.
Yeah, it's a sequel that doesn't tie directly into
well,
the events.
Well, we
of the
don't know.
One.
That is baseless speculation. Yeah. Maybe it's a direct sequel.
if I was to baselessly speculate, I think it is actually a direct sequel based on one line in the trailer, which is, you know the drill.
Okay.
Which means that they've done this before.
Well, yeah, I think that's about as much as we're going to get.
Yeah,
so
but
it's
still
like,
makes it a direct sequel.
Not necessarily.
They won't be like...
That's like, you know, it's a soft reboot. It's completely that.
I don't love Guardians of the Galaxy, and
sure.
I don't like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon that I've got a handle on how James Gunn writes films as a result.
Yeah.
I think I just said James Gunn.
You did.
Rather than... Like, James Gunn rather
you said
than
James Gunn.
Yeah.
There's only one of them. Guns.
Yeah.
Rather than James... I said James. Anyway.
James Gunn's is...
I know how he writes films, and I would not be surprised
if a character, Harley Quinn, in fact, I'll associate it with a character.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you remember when we fought that crazy lady that was a ghost or whatever? And then someone will be like, you shut the fuck up, you clown lady.
You reckon that
Peacemaker will say that. I'm associating this conversation. Yeah. I'm all in. Quinn and Peacemaker will have that conversation.
I think there's going to be something along the lines of like maybe Rick Flag being like, you know the drill. Just kind of like and looking at Harley Quinn, kind of like when we killed that Incan princess and her be like, what?
Yeah,
that never happened.
I think that's very possible.
Or anything like something along those lines of like, what?
Kind of like weirdly, and I don't
meta.
No, like
gaslight the audience.
Like how Community referred to the bad season of Community as the
gas leak year.
Gas leak year. I think it's that. It's again a weird thing we do now, where we're like, audience, you know, it sucked, and that makes it good that we're bringing it up. You know,
yeah.
This is a joke with us, the corporation.
Yeah. Exactly. Us, the corporation, know that we cooked it.
Yeah,
but us, the corporation, is making a new movie that you're going to see because us, the corporation, is referencing how us, the corporation, made. A mistake last time.
Well, how about this for a scene? So Harley Quinn has a katana, and then maybe Rick Flag is like, isn't that Katana's katana?
Yeah.
And then she could be like, who?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's or great because we get the word Katana's katana in a sentence, and I'm a big fan of that.
Maybe she even says the line Rick Flag says verbatim to make fun of it. Which
is that your katana that traps the soul of your enemies or whatever?
This is katana. Her sword traps the soul of her enemies.
I wouldn't recommend whatever, getting killed by it or something.
How come no one in that film reacts like, hang on, sorry, souls are real? I have so many further questions.
No one, I mean, I don't think anyone gets killed by the katana either.
It's not really a problem.
The thing,
does she trap this? Hang on.
All right, so before we obviously, I mean, it's already happened, but the wheels just fly off in different directions. We just start randomly guessing stuff.
Yes. Yes.
We got our first speculations out early, but let's talk through what we see in the trailer.
Yes, that's very true, very good point.
Even though the show is called Baseless Speculation, we need to base it in just
something.
Like, just a tiny
little anchor.
A little sousson.
In the Suicide Squad trailer, we get like an idea of what's going on in the film. The trailer starts with a bit of a misdirect. Which is that the Suicide Squad look like they're banding together to save Harley Quinn.
But then, oh, lo and behold, Harley Quinn is fine.
Saved herself.
And she also saved herself.
Probably isn't the start of the movie.
No,
it's just a good way to start a trailer.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we get briefly introduced to characters and the concept of Suicide Squad, even though a lot of people saw Suicide Squad, Squad, just...
Just like that's reminding us of how what the deal is.
The basic premise: they're bad guys. They got a bomb in their brain.
Yeah,
they got to do bad things.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they get sent on what is a suicide mission.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, which you don't really get from the trailer, but I've read the very brief synopsis we have, which is basically they're employed to go destroy a Nazi era prison and facility.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Intriguing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Presumably, and this ties into the second half of the trailer. Mm-hmm. That is where Starro is born. Because Starro is, in the trailer, the villain, but in my speculation, not the main villain.
I think, well, I think obviously if you've seen some of the promotional material, you know, there's those like character posters or whatever where it's like the main character and then a whole bunch of stuff coming out from behind them that is indicative of who they are or whatever. The fella played by the fella what played Doctor Who.
Yep, Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of Starros coming out behind him.
Oh.
So I have to assume that he somehow has made a Starro or has brought a Starro down from space.
Yeah, it could be. That's a good speculation. Mm. And to jump in on that, because in the trailer, they're mean to him.
They say,
if you do any of these things, we will kill you.
Or at the very least, he's like a former Nazi who had some ties to the Starro project.
Yeah. They'll probably do a... they could almost riff on like Red Skull. He'll be like, I hated the Nazis, but I worked with them.
And then
he'll get shot in the head.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll get to that part later, but there's a lot of characters in this that will
die. I think one of the funniest things about the trailer is that, because I've seen it a couple of times.
It's your favorite trailer.
It is my favorite trailer of all time. Bookmarked on www.bookmarked.com. website for all your bookmarks.
It's good to use bookmark.com.
Yeah, you know how it is. But in this trailer, I noticed that there are... So, like, you do get little character introductions for each of the people, each of the members of the Suicide Squad. But there are some members that don't, that just are in the background.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. Like, they don't even get a line of dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, in the scene where they're all walking towards a camera and there's the American flag behind them, there's some beefy woman with two mini swords, and I don't know who that is.
Isn't that Mongal?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
So a couple
isn't
of characters.
Yellow?
Mm,
I thought she was dressed kind of like Elektra from Daredevil and like had red clothes as well. But I just think it's so fun. Like, it's so obviously this film is just going to kill people left, right, and center. I think that's even part of the marketing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she's like an orange person. And then there's someone next to her who's like in yellow and blue and he's holding a javelin. And I don't know a lot of DC like comic book characters, but I'm pretty sure that guy's name is Javelin.
Oh, yeah, almost definitely. That is basically a based speculation. Like, that's not even...
Yeah, look.
If a fella has a javelin, their name is Javelin.
Yes.
The alternative is insane. But, Dushy, you have a list of the Suicide Squad.
I do.
Is so Javelin on there?
Yes, Javelin is on there. So I guess what we want to do straight off the bat, and this is the easiest part of the best of speculation on the Suicide Squad, is who is going to die in the Suicide Squad film.
I feel it'll be easy who's going to live, but all right, let's do this. Let's do this.
So you think that, because I think I'm going to approach this in a way that you aren't.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to start from the bottom and go up, because the heavy hitters are obviously at the top of the list. And if I'm like, Harley Quinn, you're like, well, no. And then I'm like,
unlikely.
Bloodsport, you're like, well, also probably not. Or maybe,
Also, go from the bottom up, and maybe the actor's playing him, and if you can help out what they may look like. You might not know.
So straight off the bat, Mongal.
Okay. Well, that's the orange lady.
She appears only in the trailer for one frame.
Yeah.
She's an orange alien.
I suspect she will die pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think because last time we got some weird Incan alien, sorcerer lady, and that was like a big threat.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing being like, well, we have an alien, and like that should really be a threat.
Yeah.
But maybe to see how, or show how powerful Amanda Waller are and gang. Boom, head go off.
Oh, you think as like a demonstration of how it works? Where they're like, you get a bomb in your brain.
Actually,
and they're like,
Yeah, now thinking about it, like, will they do it in like, she'll try and flee, or because she's an alien, be like, you can't control me, and then boom.
I return to my home planet. Goodbye.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah.
Or is it like, again, I think there's going to be a lot of comedic deaths as well.
Yes, oh, massively. I think there will be very few heartfelt deaths in this movie.
There'll probably be one.
Yeah, there'll be one, and the rest will just be like, oh, so that's funny. You know?
Think Mongal will get her head blown off.
Yeah.
I think...
Blown up head.
So the way that this cast list is separated for me is there is... The first half is like character... actor, the character they're playing, and then a little paragraph.
Yeah.
So we're... And then after all that, there's one paragraph that just lists all the minor players.
Okay.
My prediction, everyone in this paragraph dies, everyone in the other paragraph minus maybe one person lives.
Okay, intriguing. Okay.
I think that James Gunn's been like, I can kill whoever I want, and he's going to just mow through the people we don't give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's not going to kill...
Maybe it opens up with like a Suicide Squad. Maybe this is the Suicide Squad that was part of like with Harley. And so like
clever.
Rick Flag and Harley there, but everyone else gets mowed down. Harley gets kidnapped or captured, and then Rick Flag escapes. And so it's like, well, we got to go back and rescue. Okay.
What if,
here's actually a theory, and this might tie into it, and also will maybe be annoyingly meta like Deadpool 2 was when he put together the X-Force.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The movie opens with them putting together a Suicide Squad, and they all die.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's why in the trailer we see, you know the deal.
Because
this isn't actually going to be a direct sequel to the original Suicide Squad. It's going to be like a joking.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, that it wouldn't be a direct sequel. It would be like, the Suicide Squad movie we've seen.
Mm.
And then it's like 5 years has passed and there's been many Suicide Squads in that interim. Wouldn't it be... I don't know if this
like
is
Suicide Squads through the ages. Yeah. So it starts with like a montage of like Rick Flag
with
like
a team and they explode.
Like either done like very stylized or whatever.
Well, I was imagining with the ones in the paragraph below, like imagine if their opening introduction was like a play on the original Suicide Squad where they're like Mongal and then there's like a freeze frame and we get like
exploding.
Mongal and no, I meant like we get like powers.
And then like a javelin through
it. Yeah, exactly at the same time.
Maybe.
But then it's like, I mean, like, I hope not, because it's a funny bit, but like if I was watching that in a movie, I'd be like, shut up. Stop reminding me of the movie I hated and just show me a movie that's good.
All right, so Mongal, dead.
Yeah.
Javelin.
I reckon Harley Quinn is going to accidentally stab him.
Harley Quinn
with his own javelin.
Has a javelin
in the trailer.
Oh yeah. So either she. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think how javelin's going to die. Javelin is something happens and she picks up the javelin, or javelin she's going to accidentally like they're killing a bunch of bad guys. And it's all over, and he's like going up behind her to be like, "Well done, we got out of that." And she's just going to be like stab him.
Yeah.
With his own javelin and be like,
"Oh
oops.
No." Whoops, my bad.
I feel like a few of them are going to be like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
I forgot how annoying I find Harley Quinn on screen.
Yes.
I've said this in podcasts before. I love Margot Robbie, but I hate almost every single movie she's been in. It's crazy. Wolf of Wall Street, can't stand it. Suicide
Big Short,
Squad,
though.
Shoot Me in the Head. Big Short, great, plays herself.
What about Ice Skating Girl?
I, Tonya, didn't do anything for me.
I liked I, Tonya.
Did you just like, but...
What, do I just like duplicitousness?
No, I was gonna like, do you just like the real-life event?
I do like the real life.
Because it's like a weird, thuggy
cool.
thing.
Yeah.
And then there was that guy that's an idiot that kept lying to everyone.
I didn't mind her in Birds of Prey. Like, but then again, I didn't really think of Birds of Prey after I watched it.
Yeah.
So hate is probably... So I, Tonya, and Birds of Prey, I do not hate.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street, I hate. Loathe.
Yeah.
First Suicide Squad.
Yeah, well, that's not a controversial opinion.
Yeah, no, I know. I feel like she was in something else that I was like, ugh. But I really like her as a person.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Bombshell.
Yeah.
Anyway, Harley Quinn, she gives me the shits.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Then we've got Weasel.
Is Weasel the dog man?
The Weasel's the weasel that's licking the glass.
Yeah, I don't think Weasel will last long just because that's cheaper. Like, you know, get rid of the pure CGI character.
Nah, I think he's going to be a lovable scamp that we see a lot of.
Okay.
I think Weasel will pop up every now and then and probably, like, it'll constantly be like, oh, Javelin will die through Harley Quinn stabbing Javelin with a javelin, and then Weasel will come and just start chewing on them.
Yeah. Or you might get the kind of thing where there's this initial suicide, which I think is becoming more and more likely. There's this initial Suicide Squad, and they all die on a bad mission, except for Harley Quinn, and Rick Flag gets out, and in that thing, Javelin dies, and that's why Harley Quinn has this javelin, and they're like, Harley's like, they all died or whatever, but then we find out down the track that maybe Weasel survived.
Yeah.
You know what
Alternatively,
I mean?
Weasel isn't in the Suicide Squad and is just like an annoying cat. Like,
like in the prison, whatever. But if he does die, you're going to look him in the eye and tell me that Harley Quinn isn't going to say, well, I guess Pop goes to Weasel.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
James Gunn, if you're listening, and I know you are, if you've written this into your movie, block me on Twitter now.
Would it be better if she just if she just like popped like a bubblegum bubble or something at the same time?
No.
It's slightly more palatable, but it's
either.
What if Weasel
his
gets
gonna,
what
his
if Weasel
head's gonna
gets
go boom, or they're gonna press the button for his head to go boom, or Harley will grab it and press it and go like pop goes the Weasel.
What if he gets put down at the vet?
That would be great. Sorry, Weasel.
Surrounded
you're legally
by his
a dog.
Loved ones.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah,
I would say he's probably going to survive. Although Pop Goes the Weasel is something that I can see being said.
Yes,
by Harley Quinn.
Sean Gunn plays Weasel. If that changes anything,
No. I don't think Weasel will last.
Nathan Fillion playing TDK, which we still don't know what that means. Everyone thinks. Detachable kid, meaning arm fall off boy.
Oh yeah, that's boy. Like a big rumor.
I hope that Nathan Fillion is killed within the first 30 seconds. I hate him as a man. Yeah. I hate every character he's played. I hate thinking
about
him.
I
hate
bones?
Looking at him.
What about the gift that he goes?
That's me when I'm thinking about whether I should push the button to blow up his head, except I don't hesitate for as long, and then I press it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, I quite
fuck
like
Nathan Fillion, smug piece of shit. It's also Uncharted's fault, because they're like, oh, it's Nathan Fillion, but Nathan Drake, and everyone was like, we love Nathan Fillion again.
Is it because
he's just Joss Whedon's best friend.
Is it because sometimes you hate the things about, like, the reason you hate people is just generally they expel the same things
what
that
are
you see in yourself, and because you are
Nathan
often
Fillion
seen
is...
as a smug boy. Do you hate his smugness? Yeah. Is it like
when
a mirror reflecting
ever...
up to you with your own
That makes no sense. Because even if you were like Joel Dush's main thing is that he's smug, imagine me playing any of the Nathan Fillion roles. You can't.
Well,
I'm
not
the
actor.
Same.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha! Very funny. Good save for your own bad theory.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that far off.
Dr. Horrible as well. Nathan Fillion's probably got his fucking disgusting myths all over that.
Yeah. See, I could see you in that role.
Yeah, I could see you doing a Dr. Horrible. I'm really excited for Uncharted because Tom Holland said he cooked it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome that Tom Holland was like, I did a bad job. And I hope that movie is bad because of it. And I love the Uncharted series. I just love it when someone wrecks things, you know.
Saying that I could fit into Dr. Horrible is the worst thing you've ever said to me.
You're not going to stop talking about it, are you?
Mm. No, I'm going to stop talking about it, but
you're not
going to
stop thinking about it.
Dr. Horrible was a very unpleasant experience to me.
I never watched it.
It's good. It goes for 45 minutes, but it feels like it goes for 3 weeks. And it's very, 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 like, we're clever.
Oh, it's very internet-y. Yeah. You know? It's very online.
The internet was terrible for a while.
It's kind of never been good.
Yeah but
it
like...
It still is terrible.
But there was, like, a weird period. I guess the Snyder Cut's just that again, hey?
Yeah. The internet was good maybe in 1999 with, like, Usenets and shit, you know? Where you could go on and chat to a complete stranger and you're both like, wow, that was cool. And it was all downhill from there. The other day, I was sitting on the couch and I wanted to ask my Google Home a question, but it was unplugged. And I had a brief thought of like, oh man, it would be nice if I could just ask and it was like somehow embedded in me. And then I was like, wow, like chips, like that's just going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you're just going to do it. Like, because like to be able to ask Google a question whenever would be nice.
I don't use Siri, so this doesn't appeal to me at all. You are the, I guess, your house is a smart house. Yeah. Zama,
no, so I just mean in general. I think that's a thing that we'll desire, and so it'll just be normal, like having
everyone,
a Google Home. Yeah.
So again, look, I would hate to be the angry, talking down on the entire audience guy of the podcast again, but I do not respect any single person that uses Siri on their phone, unless they're like doing it to like send text while they're driving or something, because that's funny.
Yeah, okay.
Hey Siri, send this person a text. Oh no, don't do that. Jackson Bailey.
This is going to be rude.
Jackson says, no, I don't do that.
Send.
Oh, that's exciting.
Send.
Okay, it's sent.
Holy shit, a text from Joel Dusha. Oh my God, what does it say?
Pete Davidson, Black God.
Dead. Dead in the, dead, yeah. like dead. Yeah. Dead, yeah, yeah. So dead.
He
dead,
would have
dead,
agreed to dead. Do the role, presume, like, he's like, I would also be very unsurprised if his death is either the most unceremonious and quick or the most graphic.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, for sure.
Like, if his death scene is longer than any other scene that is in the film. Mm-hmm. Also, I've heard that it's a cameo, I think, so he's definitely dead.
Yeah, so dead. You wouldn't believe how dead that boy
rip,
is.
Rip.
Sol Soria.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Who's playing him?
Alice Braga.
I would assume, based on not knowing who either of these people are, that they will die. That maybe in the background as part of like a sweeping death that gets quite a few people.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, do you think it's going to be like a sweeping death? Like not as in like we're like a montage where like we see like bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Does that help?
One
truly doesn't.
It's a lady with an AK-47.
Ooh, does not help.
She looks like she could be like a Rick Flag friend.
Yeah. Okay. I suspect, Zamet, that it's going to be like some characters of this initial Suicide Squad or like the background characters get like a scene maybe to die in, but then the rest of the chaff just get like cleaned up by a bus or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It'll like just be a quick explosion like, or maybe even genuinely get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Like, I can see this kind of like when they're sort of like backing in the bus or whatever is to transport them from the prison, a couple get hit by said bus and die.
Yeah, it depends.
Like, I just see this as being a lot of like comical deaths.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends how comedic they intend to kind of make it.
Because it's something like, look, to compare this with the other one, refreshing.
Yeah, for sure. If it's basically a comedy, that would be great. Yeah. I would love that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it seems like that it's a gender swap of Juan Soria.
I don't know.
Again, that does not help.
Yeah.
But either way.
An ally to the Task Force X.
Once again,
dead.
Rip.
Oh my God. I think that they will be a nothing character and they don't die and they're also not really part of Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Savant, Michael Rooker.
Oh, dead. You love killing off Michael Rooker.
Yeah,
dead boy.
And this is going to break Jackson's heart. Ratcatcher 2.
No, alive. Hero of the film.
We'll beat the Starro single-handedly. Yeah.
Dead. Dying.
No, becomes once. A giant rat. Yes. Eats Starro. Yeah. Like the way a rat would eat a starfish in real life. You know?
Yeah, they're gonna look at this and be like, we need Weasel and the rat person to team up to eat Starro.
There's going
to
be a scene where they're like, what
wait
the
a minute.
Hell?
Ratcatcher... Do they control rats?
Their
they control rats, yeah.
Control over an army of sewer rats. Mm-hmm.
Nah, actually, survive.
Yeah.
Because Starro's powers, or what part of it is that they like a star mind goes control, over people's face. But what is the perfect little thing to eat that starfish?
What kind of star?
Like if a rat was to eat a starfish in real life.
Yeah, this is the
real life hero.
There's three abilities listed for Rat Catcher. Yep. Although this is Rat Catcher 2, so this will be daughter of the original Rat Catcher, presumably. But Rat Catcher's abilities are control over the army of sewer rats, manipulation over various things with cyanide gases, and the third ability, use of a gas gun.
This is weapons.
That's cool.
I hope they get to control the rat weasel boy.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
That's probably what's going to happen. You know what? I reckon gets eaten by weasel.
Rat Catcher?
Yeah. Rat Catcher will try and use their ability on Weasel.
They'll be at the beach trying to figure out what to do, and they'll look over and they'll see a rat eating a starfish, and they'll be like, thank you, God, for giving
us a sign.
Thank
you, the DC God.
Yeah.
Darkseid's like, I'm the devil, but you're welcome.
Yeah. I'm sending you a message.
Orion. That's
Orion.
Not Orion.
Isn't the god of DC the one above all, or is that Marvel?
No, but who's
Jack Kirby?
Who's Mr. Miracle's dad? Not Darkseid. Darkseid raised them. They swapped kids.
Oh, I think it is Orion. Yeah.
No, or is Orion's a brother?
Brother.
Orion is Darkseid's kid.
The Allfather.
The Allfather. Yeah. And the Allfather's like, you're welcome.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Anyway, Polka Dot Man. Lives.
He wants to die. He'll live.
Yeah.
I reckon that there'll be a funny montage of him putting himself in situations where he will. Yeah, like,
he would like
die.
To die, but he won't.
Or like a lot of the character deaths might be like undermined by him being like, oh man.
Yeah, jealous.
I wish it was me.
Yeah.
Or kind of like that.
Relatable as fuck.
That episode of The Simpsons where Homer tries to injure himself. So he's constantly standing under things and like other people get injured around him. Or for example, he might push someone to try and like, as like a heroic, I get to get like shot. He will push them to hopefully getting to get shot.
Yeah.
And then they'll get shot.
Yeah.
And he'll
be like,
ah.
And now we're up to the main list where it's like actors and stuff like that. So The Thinker, dead. Former Nazi, I reckon.
Shot in the head.
A bullet directly between the eyes.
I think he'll die somehow by like being overwhelmed by Starro's power or some shit, you know?
Maybe we'll get like a graphic like nose bleed, ears bleed, eyes bleed. Yeah.
Like maybe his head explodes from too much Starro juice and they're like, was there a bomb in his head? And they'll be like, no, there wasn't.
Yeah, his head maybe will swell.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I think he'll be alive. I reckon he's not going to die.
I think that... James Gunn is going to have some very graphic and awful deaths 100%. In this, but like creative-ish ones, because especially because of the trauma thing that I mentioned up top.
But
also, as we go through this movie, when I watch a trailer, I was like, oh, that could be fun. Then every theory we've had has just knocked my enthusiasm down four pegs.
I've seen a lot of enthusiasm about this movie, but it doesn't really look that good to me. I really like Starro. And I think Idris Elba will put on a great performance, but everything else about it, it's like, it just seems...
I see what you mean, but I'm the opposite. I think this is, like, even though we're discussing this, I'm like, no, I'll have a chuckle.
I
think it's going to be like Deadpool, like, but less kind of meta.
Less Ryan Reynolds,
and
which
less
is good.
Would you like?
Nathan Fillion.
But he'll die quick.
You're so full of hate.
Yeah.
But no, I think this is going to be a funner...
There's only like 10 guys I hate. Ryan Reynolds, unfortunately, is in a couple with another person that makes the list.
Blake Lively.
I do not like them on screen at all.
They're
like a Gwyneth Paltrow kind of thing, but less charisma.
Gwyneth
Paltrow sucks in real life. I know that. Don't put steam in your vagina. That's bad advice,
That's
Gwyneth.
Fair.
Anyway,
goop.
But I think it's going to be like again an enjoyable time.
I reckon. Oh yeah, the movie. Look, I was hoping for that, but I'm only getting Deadpool and Harley Quinn vibes now, and it's making me.
I think this one is going to perhaps make Harley Quinn maybe palatable.
Well, she was palatable in Birds of Prey. She doesn't because they make her more of a character rather than just a screechy nightmare. Weird mix of psychotic and horn. She has motivations and stuff.
And I quite liked, like, Birds of Prey, her character in that. Like, it was a forgettable film, but it was good.
Definitely a big step up for what DC usually serve up.
Yeah.
And I loved old mate Ewan. He was great as that guy, I forget, Black Mask?
I do love Ewan McGregor.
He's good.
He's so handsome. Really...
He is so handsome.
It's insane how handsome Ewan McGregor is. Have you seen Salmon Fishing in the Yemen? God, he's handsome.
Captain Boomerang.
Oh, dead. Oh, God, I hate Jai Courtney. Maybe I'm full of hate.
Yeah. I love everyone.
No, you don't.
No, I'm ambivalent. Yeah.
I don't think about anyone.
Yeah. I think Boomerang will die as well.
Yeah. I think Boomerang is kind of going to be that, like, I think it'll holdover be... from the old, like, the old film, and then he's going to get gone.
James Gunn will think he's clever by killing Captain Boomerang or Rick Flag, but probably Captain Boomerang right at the start, so that the audience is like, whoa, I'm debased. I don't know what could possibly happen next. Yeah.
So I think, because, like, Harley Quinn, you could kill her. You could be like, you know, that's going to be quite a shocking death.
Yeah.
Marketing-wise, you're kind of like,
yeah, probably wouldn't.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
If they do, bravo, well done. Brave. I will.
Yeah. Captain Boomerang, he's in a fucking grave.
Yeah, but Captain Boomerang, rip. It's a very easy kill.
Yeah.
Like, same with Rick Flag. You kind of like, ooh, can we kill Rick Flag or not? In terms of like a thematic story or like an arc, you kind of want someone you want to root for.
Someone
that's kind of grounded, and he's a very good character for that. So you really don't want to get rid of Rick Flag.
No, for sure.
And this film is weirdly like Joel Kinnaman's doing a good, like from the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I kind of like Joel Kinnaman in this. He looks like he's acting.
Yeah, for sure.
And like the other one,
looks
where
like he's just been
like,
given something to work with. Yeah, no, totally.
And so I think of those
on
that
this
appeared,
list, it actually says, because Rick Flag's about to come up, so it's already on my screen. Kinnaman said that the film was an opportunity to give Rick Flag a blank slate, and said Flag was sillier, less jaded, more naive, and funnier in this film than his portrayal in the first Suicide Squad.
That's great.
Yeah. They're going to keep him. And also, that sounds like it'll fill the Captain Boomerang role. So rest in peace, Captain Boomerang.
Yeah.
No
sure.
one will really miss you that much.
No.
So I think, Captain Boomerang, definitely dead. Maybe he's a part of that team that gets killed off in the start.
That's
kind of like, maybe he's just a little bit of a wink and a nudge to the audience to be like, that may be the old Suicide Squad.
The one
that survived.
Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang, Mongal, Javelin, and maybe like
Weasel.
Oh, sorry, did I say Captain Boomerang in that list already? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then maybe like Blackguard, and hopefully whatever Nathan Fillion is.
Yeah.
They're in the first group at the start. All dead except for Harley Quinn, and Captain Boomerang will probably die towards the endish of that.
I can see Captain Boomerang getting Starro'd and being someone they got to fight down the line.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I think that's possible. I think some of these characters might not die, but they might get Starro'd.
Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of these characters, some of these characters will probably get Starro'd, and that's how they're
going
to die.
Yes, yeah. In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if the opening scene is them going in to try and save the day, getting Starro'd, and then Harley Quinn having to kill him or whatever.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's where that all comes out.
Amanda Waller, she'll live because they will need her for any sequels.
Yeah, for sure.
King Shark.
Oh, lovable scamp played by Sly Stallone.
They're going to bank on King Shark being the breakout star of this film.
Yeah.
He's just Groot again.
Yes.
He's put his hand up, he's like, hand! And everyone's like, yes, well done. You're an idiot in this movie.
Even more annoying somehow than Groot. Like, Groot, I don't know, seemed to have more pathos. King Shark looks
deep
like...
deep voice, man, CGI,
it's idiot.
Just idiot boy, ripping half good.
But I think King Shark, like, they're banking on it, and I think by and large, King Shark will be the favorite.
Yeah.
You can already see it from the trailers. People are like, yeah!
We stand King Shark, dad bod, idiot brain!
Yeah.
He eat a man, tear a person in half, that good.
Yeah.
Rick Flagg lives.
Lives. Like a little hero, like the beautiful Joel Kinnaman he is.
Yeah, exactly.
John Cena, Peacemaker, dead.
You reckon?
Dead. Big dead. Rest in peace. They're giving him a HBO series. That's a fake out because it will be a prequel. I'm so 100% sure on this that I've turned it into a little song.
I know. <noticed.
laughs> Yeah, I'm kind of on that.
There will be one heroic sacrifice in the film. It's either going to be Peacemaker or Bloodsport. I think Bloodsport makes more sense because he has a child.
Yeah.
But I think Bloodsport may survive, so yeah. I reckon it's going to be John Cena. I did.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, big time dead. Like I said.
Dead.
Yeah, yeah. So sure
dead.
Of it.
Oh my God, you would not believe
there's
how dead this boy is.
There's two things that are true in life.
That you know
one,
are true.
I hate Nathan Fillion.
Yes.
Two, Peacemaker is dead in this film.
I don't know.
If Peacemaker doesn't die, I'll watch all of Firefly.
Oh,
I'll
my
make
God.
That bet right here, right now.
You poor son of a bitch.
Yeah. Damn.
I'll watch it all. Okay. I'll try really hard not to play on my phone during it. I cannot promise
no
that.
No promises, obviously.
But I will watch it.
You will. Yeah, I don't know why, and I don't really have a good explanation for it, but I feel like he's not going to die.
I reckon
he's
dead.
I feel like the only reason is that...
I reckon he's the one who gets starred.
Oh, really?
Mm, and Bloodsport will shoot him in the head.
I just think that... There's a lot of people that are dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that they're like, hey, anyone can go. And I think anyone can. But I think that kind of will mostly be referring to Boomerang. Because I think that they will be like, this will be successful. We'll get a sequel. And they don't want to just like blow their load so early.
Nah, yeah. See, I reckon, so that's why they've given Peacemaker the TV series.
That's why. Look, I'm coming around at JD's.
Peacemaker will die. And also this movie's going to be that annoying... I'm sure people like this, but it's a classic movie thing of in the first half of the movie, heaps of characters will die.
Yeah.
Then no one will die for ages, and then you'll get like one. You'll get Peacemaker dying in like a... Because he said he'll do anything for justice, and that's his whole thing, so I reckon he'll like do
it. For liberty! And yeah. Jump into Starro.
Or he'll get like a Starro on his thing, on his head, and then he'll try and like shoot himself to get it off or something.
It'll imagine
something
that stupid it's like maybe that. We get a scene like this where
having
he...
a suicide in a movie called Suicide Squad would feel so on the nose and almost poor taste.
No, but I think it'll happen. This is a prediction. If Liberty Man or whatever is to die, who cares?
Yeah,
I think
true.
He is going to get a hold of the button that will blow up the bomb in his brain, and then he will leap into Starro. Maybe not even necessarily Liberty Man. It could be anyone.
Peacemaker.
But I think, who cares? I think they're going to jump into Starro, press the button to explode the bomb in their own brain to kill Starro.
Yeah, I think and Liberty Maker is going to do that.
Yeah.
Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Whatever, who cares?
So... I think then cut to Harley Quinn. So it's like a really heroic sacrifice. You think it's going to work. And then he jumps in and you press a button and then it's going to cut from to Harley Quinn's point of view. He'll be watching Starro and you just hear a little.
Yes.
Pah,
oh, yeah.
And
what
will do nothing.
Happen is they'll go to Harley Quinn. They'll watch it. And then someone next to her head will explode. And they'll be like, he cooked it.
That would be funny.
But they won't do that. It'll be the other thing.
Yeah.
And Harley Quinn being like, and it'll build to like, it's going to work. And then you'll just get a cut of like, poop.
Yeah. Either it's going to be a puff or someone else next to Harley Quinn is going to get their head blown off. That's funnier. Yeah. I hope that is happens.
Me too. It's so weird to think about because if it works in their heroic sacrifice, kill Starro, that's weird and it feels like it's in way poorer taste than if it's done comedically. Mm. But both are bad.
Both are bad. It's like, again, you, I don't, was thinking, maybe in the Kong Skull Island, which I know you haven't seen, JD, but there's a moment one of the guys tries to like kill one of the Skull Crushers, I think they're called.
Yeah.
And like Hero is like grabs all the bombs, is like, come and eat me, you piece of garbage. And then like the monster looks at it and then just slaps him with his tail and goes flying off
and explodes.
And I think that is something you're gonna get.
Probably just wrecked the
similar.
Best part of the movie for me, but that's okay.
It's been out for so long.
This is on you.
Yeah.
Wow, spoilers.
But I think Liberty Boy is going to blow himself
Peacemaker.
Up. Who cares? He's going to blow himself up either in Starro or he's going to get eaten and then someone else is accidentally going to get blown
That would be
up.
Great.
It'll be the first one, not the second one.
I hope it's the second one so
it's
much.
Definitely going to be the first
it's
one.
Be the second
and
one.
They're going to think it's clever, but we've called it.
Yeah.
Bloodsport.
I think going to be a live, happy ending.
Me too.
Be with daughter, kiss on the forehead.
Yeah.
Happy.
Heroic
times.
Sacrifice, dead.
You reckon?
Yep. A heroic sacrifice that works, unlike Peacemaker's heroic sacrifice, which will be played for laughs. And will happen 20 to 30 minutes before this, so that hopefully the audience...
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if they do a fake heroic sacrifice and then they try to do a real heroic sacrifice, that's just, it's... I mean, it might. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I would be like, that is silly, the Suicide Squad. I agree with Zamet. I think he's one of the characters, because if they want to make a sequel, they can't kill everyone.
But the thing is, because we're going through them like, dead, 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 dead. But like, some of these people have to survive.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I think that
That's why I don't think Weasel will die. They'll keep Weasel. They'll keep. They won't want to keep both Weasel and King Shark.
Yeah, yeah. You got to pick
one of them will die. Probably CGI Weasel, fella. I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the movie.
So, unless they're going for, and this would be truly wild, but kind of cool if they just were like, everyone except for Rick Flagg and Harley Quinn is gonna die, and then the next Suicide Squad movie, they just get a whole new bunch of fellas to die again.
Well,
that would rule.
They have kept
for that.
They've kind of gone, and this is again a bit based, but they've kept the. They've intentionally kept the door open for characters from the first film that live to come back in like a newer version.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because Bloodsport was originally going to be Deadshot,
yeah,
but then
yeah.
they changed it, so it was a different character keeping the door open for Will Smith to return if he chooses to return.
Why isn't Will Smith in this? Is this because of the poor reaction of the first one?
I mean, like, if I was in...
got tired.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had such a good time acting together. They
got
tattoos.
Yeah, they got the squad tattoos.
Yeah. They love
it. I hope that everyone that was in the first one now has squad 2 tattooed. Bloodsport apparently shot Superman with a kryptonite bullet.
That's cool.
That rules.
And he... shortens his prison sentence by joining Task Force X. When does he shoot Superman with a kryptonite bullet, DC Universe? Because yeah. we see Superman the whole time he's alive.
Yeah, at what point? When he's a boy.
Because Batman figures out that kryptonite would be weak against him,
yeah.
and then we see every scene from that Maybe. Until he dies.
Okay, yeah. So how is this for us?
Oh, this is set after the Snyder Cut.
No.
Superman's dead.
Yeah, during that little bit between BVS and the Snyder Cut. So we get a scene.
It's
at a graveyard.
Yeah.
Digs up a corpse. Because, man, that film love a grave robbing.
There's two.
Digs up a corpse, shoots him in the head. He's like, good.
Yeah.
Buries him again. Cops are there being like, oh.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can't desecrate a grave by shooting him with a kryptonite bullet.
That's great as well, because that would mean in the Justice League movie, when they brought him back, he just dies again.
Bring him back. Like a kryptonite bullet in his brain?
Yeah.
Why he went evil for a bit?
Yeah, that makes sense. He just had to shit it out the back of his head.
Yeah.
All right, I've come around. Bloodsport not dead.
Yeah. What? Who's the blonde guy who can throw a ball real good?
That's Roker. Okay. Michael Roker.
Yeah, yeah.
Roker?
Who is he, though, in the movie?
Savant?
Oh, he's Savant. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Dead is what he is.
Yeah.
And then Harley Quinn.
Yeah, yeah. Alive. He's going to obviously...
Alive. Like, yeah.
They'll dabble. There'll be a fake out. They'll be the biggest fake out. I reckon the fake out will probably lean into the scene that we've already seen in the trailer.
You reckon?
Yep. She'll get shot or something, and then we'll be like, oh my God, she's dying. But then she won't die.
I don't know. It just seems
like it depends. What does Margot Robbie want to keep playing Harley Quinn? Like
yeah.
that's all that's in the back of my mind as well.
I feel sorry for Margot Robbie because she's had so many tries, you know.
Yeah.
Because Birds of Prey, I don't think made enough money to result in a Birds of Prey 2. And then this is just Suicide Squad again. So then she's going to be in like. Yeah, this will be like the third film she's in playing the same character that don't attach to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's like the third time where they're like, okay, this time we'll nail it. And like, I hope she does, because again, I like Margot Robbie too, and I like her in some films. So,
and again, the Birds of Prey.
I still haven't seen
Harley
Birds of Prey.
Harley Quinn was a better character.
Yeah.
And it was nicer, and it was a lot better film. But again, the bar was so low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
wish some of the characters of Birds of Prey were in this, but I guess they were also banking on that being its own series. But obviously, DC, you could have just.
Yeah.
Like Huntress. Yeah. She'd be sick
in
this.
Who's the. In the trailer where John Cena's like, I will eat a whole bag of dicks.
And which is also, I think, like that line in particular is why I think that he'll heroic sacrifice.
Well,
it won't work.
Yeah. And then someone's like. Who she's like, hey, why would they cover this whole island?
Yeah,
bag
who
of
is
dicks?
That?
Is that who is that? Is
I think that's Ratcatcher.
Is that Ratcatcher?
I think it is.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It's either Ratcatcher or
that person.
Soul.
Yeah.
Soria.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's Katana in this? I hear Katana's her not... sword traps these souls.
Yeah,
of
yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Oh. Dog. So.
Yeah.
Another thing we know. So, okay, look, just quickly, Harley Quinn alive, Bloodsport alive, Peacemaker dead. I don't care if you haven't come around or not, Jackson. Peacemaker's dying 2 out of 3.
Yeah. That's okay.
Rick Flagg alive, King Shark alive, Amanda Waller alive, Captain Boomerang dead, Thinker 50-50 split on that, I think.
Yeah
I don't know. I think he might survive.
Polka Dot Man alive, Ratcatcher 2.
Definitely alive. Hero.
Yeah. Alive.
Saves the day. Yeah.
Hero of the film. Yeah.
Savant, beautiful. Dead.
So dead.
Sol Soria, probably dead.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson, dead.
Nathan Fillion dead. Yeah. Sean Gunn dead. I've slept to the actors.
I know. Pete Davidson dead was great. Pete Davidson as himself in the Suicide Squad.
Javelin dead. Oh, Mongal dead.
Yeah.
And all right, do we want to take a bet on who's going to be the first character we see die on screen?
Ooh. Part of me wants to be like Javelin.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't reckon Javelin. Yeah, I reckon Mongal.
Because also the less time that there is an alien on screen means the less time they have to explain alien shit.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. And also I'm thinking like the makeup design, like putting them in like orange makeup for that long.
Yeah. It seems easiest to kill Mongal.
Probably Mongal.
Yeah, I reckon Mongal's.
Mongal or Boomerang.
Yeah. Either one. I can see either one being the way they go.
So, Starro is the big villain in the trailer.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi is an undisclosed role in the film. Taika Waititi will be playing not Starro. Confirmed not Starro.
Oh.
Taika Waititi will be playing a villain that has not been announced yet that is controlling Starro. Starro will not be the big villain of the film.
Oh, 100%. I think we're going to get Starro either midpoint. Or fairly early on. I think maybe one of the missions where they go in... In the jungle, being like, I got to destroy this, or they got to go and say, get the thinker dude, Peter Capaldi, Dr. And that's going to be like, we got to go get him. And then it's going to be revealed that that's Starro. Then they deal with Starro pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be whoever the big bad is.
Yeah. What about this? Okay. So in the comics, and it's terrible, but this is what happened. A bit of Starro exploded, and one little Starro remained and became a Robin. It sucks. It's bad. It's called Bataro or something. Anyway, everybody loves him. They're like, he's so cute. And it's just the kind of character I can imagine Taika Waititi playing.
It becomes a Robin, as in like one like of Batman's ward?
Batman basic. Robin. No. It becomes like Batman's ward. Batman raises the baby Starro like a baby. It's really terrible. Comic books are bad.
Yeah.
But I can very easily, that just feels like the kind of character that you would get Taika Waititi to play. Like a little cheeky Starro.
Are we
et?
So does the little Starro et?
Yeah.
Does it have sort of like
it's got powerful psychic abilities.
I was gonna say delusions of grandeur. Like I want to be in charge.
Well, I think the way in the comics it works is that it's like baby Starro tends towards world domination, but Batman's instilled it with a sense of justice, and so it's a good guy.
Jaro,
that's his name, because they keep him in a jar.
Because I was thinking it could be a thing where it's just like, it is revealed he is the big bad, but then you get like a bit of a scene with Batman being like, no!
Yeah.
Naughty Jaro!
Bad
that's
Jaro.
A bad Jaro!
Yeah.
Jaro is literally wearing a proper Robin outfit.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, DC Comics have never been worse. I can imagine them going in a different direction and being like,
Jaro only becomes Robin in Jaro's dreams.
Yeah, but he is effectively a Robin.
Jaro, the Starro in a jar, is an alien.
It's grim. But yes, I can imagine it being a kind of thing where maybe they're like, they meet a good Jaro, a good Starro who is like, I could just imagine Taika Waititi playing that little villain. And it's so easy to imagine him turning around and being like, ha ha ha, it was me all along, you know?
Yeah, it's all like shot from underneath, so it makes him look really big, but then it kind of like pans out and he's a little
Starro. I don't know. It's just very easy to imagine Taika Waititi. I think it'd be funny because Taika Waititi is a funny man.
Yes.
But I think I will also be like, I hate this movie. But yeah.
It
so anyway,
have that's a lot of your hate vibe over this.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to enjoy this film.
Yeah.
I think you're going to hate it.
Well, I think it's going to be the kind of thing where I find it funny.
Yeah.
Or I laugh, but I ultimately dislike it. Like, that's I'm going to be like, there were a couple of great jokes in there and a couple of great bits, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, I didn't have a good time. And I thought that, like, on a, like, a, like as a film, it was bad.
Yeah.
That's my theory, anyway.
That's fair.
I would love to be proven wrong. Yeah.
Who do you think is going to die first, JD?
Mongo. I said that.
Okay.
I opened that discussion up, but I hope it's Nathan Fillion. I hope that it is also Nathan Fillion, but they never reveal what TDK stands for.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
And then who do you think is going to be?
Do you think Jaro, do you think I'm on the money? Jaro's the bad guy?
No, I think there might be a little reference. I reckon you'll get a post-credit sting referring to Jaro.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Like they keep one in a jar at the...
Yeah, Harley Quinn gets a Jaro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's so cute.
Harley Quinn's going to get Jaro, and that'll be a huge reference. I don't think that Taika Waititi will voice Jaro either.
Okay.
But I think Taika Waititi will just play a villain.
Yeah. Any idea who?
Is there again? I don't know that much about DC.
Yeah.
So I'm being like, what kind of villains are there?
There's not really anyone associated with Starro that I can think of.
Or what are the villains that Suicide Squad fight?
What if here's a crazy theory? And yeah. This is.
Whew, yeah. All right.
This is a big even for me. What if Taika Waititi plays a Lantern?
Oh. What if he plays Sinestro? Imagine that. The bad Green Lantern, the purple one. Yeah,
the yellow one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's purple.
He's got purple skin. Right, yeah. He's got a yellow outfit. Another one I can play, this is just lanterns, but another lantern I can imagine Taika Waititi playing is, what's his name? Farbleez, the Greed Lantern, who has all of the orange lanterns for himself. I love Farbleez. the power of greed. What about this for a crazy outside theory? It makes no sense, but imagine he plays Bizarro Superman. yeah, it's tickling something.
Bizarro should be in a Suicide Squad film, but that...
Bizarro's got the same kind of humor.
You know what?
Yeah.
Jackson, that ties in very heavily with Zammett's theory that Starro happens halfway through the film. Bizarro ends up being the main villain because the whole thing with the original Suicide Squad film is they were like, we need a team so that Superman goes bad again. We know what to do. And if it's a Nazi laboratory, maybe it'll be like active again and they've made a Superman.
Yeah, they make a Bizarro
Jesus
Superman.
Jesus Christ, that will win this movie over for me if they've been like, yeah, we're using Bizarro. I'll be
Nazis
like, Jesus.
Made Bizarro.
Yeah.
We call it Project Bizarro.
Why? Nazis making Bizarro maybe is a bit more palpable for an audience to swallow than, say, Bizarro World.
Yeah. From it opening on a cube Earth.
Like, we don't want to think about
that. What if this place had a Superman?
No, like, no, I don't want to.
It did everything bad because they thought bad was good.
Good night as the sun rises, and I'm like, why? I have to go.
Good day, you mean?
Good day. Yeah.
What's Bizarro's role in? I feel like there was a good thing with Bizarro.
He was part of the Outlaws.
He's in All-Star Superman, I feel like, and he has like a cool thing.
Okay.
Or like Bizarro does everything so wrong that he goes full circle and starts doing the right thing or something. It's something, Superman goes to Bizarro World.
Yeah,
it's
in All-Star Superman.
All-Star Superman has so many things that should be bad, but it works and it's good.
Yeah.
Who are the space villains are there?
Fuck.
There's like the, Parallax?
Parallax?
Well, no, wait. DCEU have done Parallax before, so maybe they don't want to do that again.
Yeah. If we make one of our famous BS Boys bingo cards, can Bizarro be in the middle so that no one wins? Middle square, Bizarro.
Bizarro. Coming back. Middle square, Bizarro. To the left of that square, Nazi Bizarro.
Well, you're two for maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy done.
I don't know. See, the problem with DC is that there's so many goddamn guys. And
I guess this movie is showing that they're happy to just put in guys that make no difference to anything.
Because this thing, I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe they do, like, Green Lantern, so having Sinestro there is not a bad idea. But I'm like, do they really want to start then being like, okay, we've tried a connected DCEU.
No, I think
maybe
that
we
want
to try and kind of contain it.
That's why they'll do it, because this movie fits in like a weird void where it is connected but also not connected. So I think they'll be happy to just throw shit in here.
Yeah.
Bizarro fits in with everything. I'm team Bizarro theory. I'm team Peacemaker dies and Bizarro lives. Yeah. Doesn't live at the end, but is back.
Well, and again, if you want
Bloodsport will kill Bizarro. That will also tie into the Kryptonite bullet.
100%. Actually. Fuck, yeah. No, yes, good.
Bizarro
confirmed.
He's a lot.
Bizarro confirmed.
Yeah.
Can we call this episode Suicide Squad Bizarro confirmed?
Yes.
No, let's not do that. Let's try and hit that SEO. It never works a podcast, but it's nice to try.
Yeah. I also think if you have Bizarro, you then have some interesting deaths, like those kind of things where if you want to have, on screen Superman kill people, but we've got that.
That's happened twice. Yeah.
But you get Bizarro has classic James Gunn craziness powers because he's got cold eyes and hot breath.
Yeah, that's true. He can hot breath that dog man to death, Weasel, burn his skin off.
That's
it. Now you have clothes, but he's new.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other DC.
You don't need to worry about fellas. Other DC space fellas.
Because it's confirmed that it's Bizarro. You're right.
I mean, there are, again, if it is Bizarro, that's a well done, yeah. Like trickling in those little bits of things. You can kind of like, ooh, he used a kryptonite bullet. Yeah. Ooh, he did. Ooh.
Wait, or does Bizarro love kryptonite?
Yeah, I think kryptonite, what is it, just like rocks, regular rocks kill Bizarro?
Well, if that's the case, again, a great fake out to be like Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Be like,
shoots
oh,
him with a bullet, and maybe I that is what.
Yeah. This is Superman. Give me that bullet, bang, and then it makes him more powerful. Like,
yeah.
And he's what like,
right,
if...
give me a rock. Give me a rock.
What if... So the Thinker is the first mission. They get the Thinker, and then that's when that speech about, if you do anything, we will kill you.
Yeah.
Then Star is the second thing, and then they go to... The whole thing about the facility and stuff, and to end it, is because they know that they're growing a Bizarro in there or something.
Yeah.
And then they've got Bloodshot, Sport... and he shoots them with the kryptonite bullet, and that's what awakens Bizarro and powers him up. And like, oh, we fucked it.
Yeah.
And they'll say fucked it because they can. It's an R-rated film.
I think it's cool that if Taika Waititi. If Taika Waititi plays Bizarro, then the implication there is that the opposite of an American accent is a New Zealand one. Yeah. In Bizarro world, Americans have New Zealand accents.
Also, that's just like, I think, funny casting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it'd be, because obviously, this is assuming the film is leaning really comedic. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Which it will.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I agree. I'm just like, it's there is not going to be any weight to Taika Waititi's Bizarro, you know? You're not going to be like, I
like the idea that a Nazi Superman is played by
Taika Waititi.
Coming off Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah. His next film role after playing Hitler is Nazi Superman.
And that does like tick a lot of boxes.
And isn't there like a comic? I know there's Superman Red Son, but there's a Nazi Superman too, right?
Probably. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Millar might have written that at the same time.
That's got Mark Millar's dirty fingerprints all over.
No, isn't it? Old Mate from The Boys is pretty much a Nazi Superman, isn't it? They love Homelander. Nazi Superman.
Yeah, it's not a like it's a yeah, it's a not classic a new and trope, fresh really. Idea. Yeah, yeah. But I think it's very possible.
Yeah,
And I can't think of anyone else who is going to have like the
why
reveal.
Would you keep it secret?
Yeah, like exactly. If they're like, oh my god, it's like I don't know, Laughley's say the Greedy Lantern. No one's going to be like. Everyone's just going to be like, whom?
Yeah. So I'm thinking like, you know, cinema-going citizen who doesn't know much about the DC sort of universe.
Because Bizarro is an easy sell to an idiot as well. By an idiot, also, I mean a cultured person that doesn't pay any attention to comics, because why would you?
Well, And I'm trying to think, like, what is in the sort of like the zeitgeist in terms of DC villains? And you got like maybe an evil lantern. People be like, oh, yeah, I remember Ryan Reynolds.
It would be so weird in this movie to be like, and it's the lantern. It's related to the Green Lanterns.
Yeah,
now,
and I feel that'd be strange. But like, an evil, twisted Nazi Superman?
Yeah.
Easy
to follow. I get it. Whatever. They make a super villain, like they make a super
A bad
soldier.
Superman.
Yeah,
it ties into the what if Superman comes back, which is what they feared.
And plus, you've got like the whole Nazi stronghold. Now he's got Nazi Superman all over it.
Yeah.
My God, there's Superman never been more of a Nazi in this film.
Yeah, exactly. Even like, bringing Superman back was a big part of the Snyder cut, and they can make Snyde comments about that. Like, they can make Snyder comments about that. You know, like, oh, yeah, well, I guess you shouldn't have brought him back or some thing, you know? Yeah. Mm. I think it's a shoo-in for Nazi Bizarro Superman.
Yeah.
Will he still talk backwards?
No. God, no.
That's so sad. That is the most... I will walk. You know, it's been a while since I've claimed I'll walk on this show. If Bizarro Superman, who is not confirmed, but if Bizarro Superman does appear and he doesn't talk backwards, I will walk out of the cinema. That's a guarantee.
100% guarantee. I was thinking, okay, in terms of other Superman, but maybe it might tie into Return of Superman. What if we get like a cyborg Superman?
Yeah, I think that's possible too.
That might be easy to swallow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, metal Superman. I get it.
They made him a robot.
Nah, because I reckon that flies too close.
Too heavily?
It's too close to the Snyder Cut. With this...
bad Superman, like, oh yeah, DC shit, who gives a fuck? That'll be me. Yeah. I'll say that.
As I walk. As I stand up and turn around.
Jack's like, he's not speaking backwards. This is disgusting. This is a disgrace to all the comics I know and love. And I'll be like, oh yeah, DC shit, who gives a fuck?
I think it's funny.
You'll be able to tell if we're in your screening, because you'll hear that.
Because we won't be quiet.
No. I do not respect other film goers. No. I respect my fellow man.
Exactly.
My fellow man is scum.
I really like that in the Black Widow thing, I said that I'd walk for some reason, I forget why. Mm. But that's coming just like to Disney Plus, so I'm gonna have to walk out of my own room.
Well, it's also coming to the cinemas here in Australia.
Oh, thank goodness.
Just
okay.
Sit in the toilet.
Yeah, that's what I was imagining. Pull out.
Tell me when it's over.
Damn it. Okay, time to go.
Yeah, so Black Widow, this is irrelevant. Black Widow, same day cinemas and Disney Plus.
Okay. Yes. Well, then I can walk out of a real cinema. That's exciting to hear.
Yeah. You can walk out of the lounge room into a real cinema and then walk out of the cinema at the same point.
That's powerful. Maybe I'll try for that. But yeah, Bizarro Superman, a shoo-in.
Yeah, and all the characters we said will die, and the ones that said we'd live will live, and the ones that we couldn't decide on will probably also live, because I don't know. I'm just making that call right here, right now. That is baseless speculation on this week's baseless speculation.
Yeah, I think you're on the money there. I think it's definitely going to be... I cannot think of anything else that would just shock me or like.
And make this episode is a good reminder to email us at baselessspeculation@gmail.com if when this movie comes out and our version with Bizarro Superman is better than the version that you got in the cinema, you can just email us and say the BS boys have fucked me again.
Exactly.
We're here to speculate wildly and inevitably ruin everything for you.
When you look down at your bingo card and it's once again pure virgin paper, untouched by your marker. You can mutter to yourself, the BS boys fucked me again, and throw it out in the bin.
Head to that bin that's full of just unmarked bingo cards. And me and Jackson arguing in the foyer. Jackson being like, I can't believe it's done Bizarro dirty like this. He spoke forwards.
He speaks backwards. For him, up is down, dude. And down is up.
And I'm like, it's comic shit. Who gives a fuck?
God damn, dude. He shits up himself and he pisses in himself.
Yeah.
But he drinks soup by spitting soup out.
Exactly. He ages backwards like Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
I've taken a phone call.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we have been the BS Boys.
Hopefully we don't fuck you again.
Yeah,
we will. We always will. Every episode, a new way to get fucked.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.